The following episode is sponsored by Number One Perry Square, Ireland's premier boutique, hotel, and spa. Visit oneperrysquare.com for more. That's oneperrysquare.com.
Exclusive interview with the woman at the center of a cultural firestorm.
This view is something else. Look, there's the Empire State Building. That's the Statue of Liberty, and I think that's Staten Island behind that.
It's all a bit surreal for me.
Greg, look at the guy on the TV. He looks like Father O'Driscoll.
You're right, he does. American TV is so weird.
Why so?
Oh, you know, it's loud and in your face.
All commercials are like that.
Do you think it's weird that Father O'Driscoll is coming to Robocon with all of us? How could he afford that?
Good question. He said that the parish were very helpful in supporting his trip.
But we paid our own way. Even Anya struggled to get the money together for this.
Anya said that Father O'Driscoll would do 3 basket collections at every Mass.
Yeah, I'm sure most of those collections would go and drink either way.
And the rest would probably go on My Little Pony.
Oh yeah, I forgot he was a brony.
A brony?
Yeah, adults that collect My Little Pony.
Oh, right. Which would explain his car, then.
I wonder how the rest of them are getting on. What time is their flight due in?
What time is it now? Oh, it's 9:10. I'm nearly sure that Anya said 10 a.m. I can understand that, but again...
You'll never guess who I bumped into last night.
Batman?
It wasn't Batman, no.
Barry Plant?
No, it wasn't Barry Plant. Your old squeeze, Eggsy.
Eggsy? Really? But he was doing the time for being a criminal.
Well, he seems to be out now. He was on his way to bingo with his mother. I tell you something, we might be 20,000 feet above the Atlantic, but you can't beat a cold Guinness. Do you want a sup, my child?
No thanks, Father O'Driscoll's. Claire has barred me from all of the alcohols.
You're a grown woman, my child. She can't be doing that.
Jess, would you like some of Father O'Driscoll's Guinness?
I just need to get off this friggin' plane before I get deep brain thrombosis.
I didn't know we had a trumpet player on our hands.
Anya, seriously, he's had enough.
We've a bit of a moaning Michael here. Mammy, mammy, my milk's too cold. Boo-hoo-hoo.
Anya, oh my God, come on, seriously.
Ah, Jess, come on. He's not doing the harms.
Hey, everyone, look at me. I'm Betty. I'm a badass boxer from Boston. Whoop-dee-doo. My muscles are bigger than my head.
Father, sit down. You will get us in trouble.
Betty the boxer. Boxhead.
It's Jesse, moron. And I'm a pro wrestler from Jersey, not a moody boxer from Boston.
Look at me. I'm Betty. I have a head like a fridge, except there's nothing in it.
Oh, you asked for it, homely man.
Ah, Jesus!
Now, this might keep you quiet.
Not the sleeper, Jess. Come on.
I warned him.
Ah, Jesus!
Sorry, Captain. We have a passenger disturbance in 14A.
What seems to be the problem?
A lady, who looks like an ex-con, is choking a priest to death.
Again?
Unfortunately.
Sean, we won't be able to make it to JFK. Let them know we're rerouting to Newark. Lindsay, I'll follow you.
Austin 88 heavy ground, runway 31 left. When Brussels Air comes by, follow him. Hold short of Kilo Gulf.
Clive, I can't believe it. I finally made it to New York.
Tim, you'll love it here. And as for Robocon 2015, it is without doubt the best robot convention there is.
You know something? I don't often express my emotions, but I'm so grateful to have built several successful human-robot hybrids with you. What an honour and a privilege it has been.
Mostly successful, bar 15, 19, 42... 43, and a few others that skip my mind.
84?
Was that the one that ran away with your wife?
How could I forget?
What colour is your suitcase again?
Kind of a red-orange, more orangey red, to be honest.
One moment, Tim. It's Anya. Anya, my dear, what can I do for you?
Dr. Clayton, thank God I got through to you.
Is everything okay, my dear?
Not exactly. My girlfriend, Jessie, choked the Father O'Driscoll unconscious because he was drunk and standing on the seat of the aeroplane doing the impressions of her.
Right.
Well, they had to give him the CPR to get him back from heaven.
Okay, and...
when they resuscitated him, he attacked the pilot.
Oh, Jesus. Why the pilot?
Father O'Driscoll soiled his My Little Pony underwear when Jessie had him in the sleeper hold. He blamed the pilot when he woke up.
Right. So?
They diverted the planes to Newark, and both Father O'Driscoll and Jess are now in jail.
I knew this trip would be a bad idea. What now? I suppose you want me to bail them out.
No. Jess is from here in the Jersey. Her stepmom is putting up the bails.
Everything okay, Clive?
Just the usual.
Hello, Dr. White. I can't wait to see yous.
Anya says hello.
Looking forward to seeing you too, my lovely.
So, what about RoboCon? This isn't going to look good if the press get their hands on it.
It was Jesse and Father O'Driscoll's. I think the Perez Hilton will not care. I just hope we can get up to the RoboCon in enough clocks.
What about Claire and the other fella?
They should be in the New Yorks already. I will make the phone calls and tell Claire that we have to plan the prison break.
No. No prison breaks. That TV is you ruined. Wait for the bail to be granted by that girl's family. Hopefully it'll be done in time. We really need you on this Q&A panel.
I won't let you down, Doctor. Did you hear from my twin sisters Tai Chi and Tai Chan?
I believe they got here safe and sound.
I am so excited. It is going to be so amazing to see them. Coming. Just one second.
Room service already?
I didn't order anything.
Good morning. My name is Katie, and this is Sam.
Good morning, ma'am.
We'll be your official RoboCon liaisons for the weekend. Welcome to New York.
Oh, great. We heard all about you. I'm Claire.
Nice to meet you, Claire.
Hi, Claire. It's nice to meet you.
How's it going? I'm Greg.
Hey, Greg. Sam, nice to meet you.
Well, Sam, how's things? And Katie, right?
It sure is. Oh my gosh, I just love your accents. They are amazing. So where's the star of the show?
I just got off the phone with her, actually. She should be here soon.
Oh, we've heard so much about her.
Good, I hope.
Of course. Have you guys met Tai Chi and Tai Shan?
Is this the twin robots, yeah?
Yeah, they are awesome.
We've heard so much about them. Anya is bursting with excitement to meet them. All we've heard for the past week is, my twin sister is this and my twin sister is that. She can't believe they're about to launch two more human robots into society.
We thought she might be a little jealous, but she seems to be over the moon. Any idea where the twins will be based?
Yeah, the rumors are that Clive Clayton wants to bring them to Japan.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. They've had several failed attempts with artificial intelligence over the years. Actually, the twins project was originally based in Japan. The funding was pulled.
All right.
Yeah, they moved the twins to the same lab as Anya was developed in.
In Madrid?
Yeah, that's the one. Although the twins look Asian, they developed Spanish accents in development.
Aw, that's so cute.
Well, if you guys need anything, we're just down the hall. Room 206, okay, guys? Right next to Dr. Clayton and Dr. White.
Are the twins staying at this hotel, too?
Yeah. They'll be staying next door to you guys, room 214.
Sweet!
They're robots, Greg.
Hot robots.
Yeah, you're such a creep.
Okay, guys, catch you later.
See you then.
Hey, T, throw me over my cigarettes.
Do you want vodka?
Sure.
Double?
Come on, you know by now.
Double it is then.
I hope this robocrap doesn't go on all night.
Tell me about it. Hey, does my ass look big in this?
No, girl, you good beauty. Do you think we can meet some American hunks tonight?
as long as we don't stick around with those nerds at the convention.
We need some music. Where's the beepy things for the TV?
Here.
Oh yeah!
Shit!
Hide the bottles!
Your cigarettes? Here, put them under the pillow.
It stinks of a smoke.
I'll come up with some excuse.
One moment!
Shan.
Yeah?
You might want to hide that, too.
Fuck. Here, show me.
Humans.
Come in.
Hey, it's the Mitchell brothers.
You are hilarious, Doctor.
I do my best.
Doctors, it's great to see you.
Tai Shan, Tai Chi. Let me be the first to say you both look terrific.
You are not too shabby yourself, Dr. White.
Oh, look at him blush.
Hello.
Oh, and Dr. Clayton, you handsome devil.
I like the suit, Dr. Clayton, very much.
Thanks. I picked it up on Fifth Avenue earlier.
Is it me, or is it very smoky in here?
I got that too, actually.
It must be a smoking room, Doctor.
I will say it was the previous guests.
Did you hear about the special guest tonight?
Oh my God, no way. Is it Dimi X?
Dimi X? Holy shit.
Who or what is DMX?
Where the who, where the who, where the who that? Have the nigga in the car, where the who that? Or the niggas acting out where the walls start? You better bust that if you're gonna pull that.
Beaties, be pimping.
Damn straight.
Ah, right. Actually, the special guest is ISO.
Who the fuck is ISO?
Artificial Intelligence 61, a Japanese build that went AWOL a couple of years back.
Is he still bonkers?
He seems to be on the mend, but that's not to say that he hasn't suffered a lot of damage to his processes over the year.
What happened, he says?
He was integrated into Tokyo in the late 90s. After several successful research projects with him, his geolocation failed and they lost track of his whereabouts.
He'd been missing for years.
So, where did he turn up?
A daughter of a member of our research team recognized him one day.
Yeah, he was working as an ice cream man.
What a badass!
We went out to track him down and agreed to come to the lab for a full investigation.
He had been charging himself with an old Nokia 3310 phone charger for the past 15 years.
Although it kept him alive, it caused some irreversible damage to his processor.
That's a crazy story. I hope that never happens to us, right, T?
I would rather get a virus and die.
Yeah, give me a little Trojan any day.
Girls, girls! There's no need to be so dramatic.
So, is this crazy son of bitch coming to talk tonight?
Tai Shan, don't be so mean. You need to respect your elders.
He will be on the Robocon Q&A panel with Anya and you guys.
Well, that sucks.
He's very nice, and I expect you two to be on your best behaviour.
Clive's right. You guys are the world's first human-robot twins running on the world's fastest processor. We need you to be on your best behaviour for the press.
And that means no swearing.
And no drinking before the Q&A session.
Not even one?
No drink.
I'll get it.
I wonder who that is.
Hi, guys!
It's our liaisons!
Oh, of course.
Have you met Katie and Sam yet?
Yes, they were here earlier. Sam is a big hip-hop fan.
What's up, homies?
Word up, dog.
These two have a maroon, and they only met for the first time this morning.
She's such a square sometimes.
No, I'm not. You didn't know who the Sugar Hill Gang were, okay? Oh my God, like.
I told you it was before my time.
And he calls himself a hip-hop fan.
Everything okay, you guys? Any issues?
No, everything's fine. We were looking for yourself and Dr. White. We guessed you might be down here as you weren't in your room, and there's still no sign of Anya.
Don't worry, they're on the way.
What can we do for you then?
We're just wondering if you could accompany us to see our Japanese friend, ISO. By the way, where'd you guys get the name?
Every individual human-robot hybrid we built is numbered. For instance, Anu was the 98th robot we built, hence the name Artificial Intelligence 98. It was the same thing with our AWOL friend, ISO, who went missing in Tokyo. At the time, he was our 61st build, hence the name Artificial Intelligence 61.
Ah, now I get it. What about these two, why Tai Chi and Tai Shan?
They're twins.
Well, I know that much.
Tai Chi stands for Twin Artificial Intelligence. Chi and Tai Shan stands for Twin Artificial Intelligence Shan.
We wanted to pay tribute to the Japanese culture when we began the build in Tokyo.
Oh, that's awesome. Should we wary of ISO in any way? We've heard some rumors.
Not at all. If he seems like he's shouting at you, it's actually just Tourette's. He seemed to develop it when he was AWOL.
We reckon it was the Nokia 3310 charger he was using to keep himself going.
Poor ISO. I feel sorry for him. All on his own, wandering around Tokyo for 15 years and making ice cream in his little ice cream van.
I'd say he had the time of his life. I'd love to go AWOL.
You're not far from it. Hey guys, can I ask, does my ass look big in this?
You look fabulous!
Stunning.
I'm very proud, Chai.
I have no doubt you'll be stopping traffic.
That's Ghetto Booty right there.
Okay then, let's make our way down to ISO. What room is it again?
Solitary confinement.
Stop!
One moment. 221.
Okay, see you guys later. You both look fair, by the way.
See you later.
Have fun.
Right. Where did I put that vodka?
Anya returns after this short commercial break. Need a break? Why not visit Number One Parry Square, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa? At Number One Parry Square, your leisure is our pleasure. Unwind and relax in our contemporary Voya Spa, which includes an herbal cocoon, coal bunker sauna, aroma steam room, Irish mist showers, and a Zen garden for those lazy days. The spa is located in the original vaulted basement with many modern influences on design. Based on wonderful hand-harvested seaweed, certified organic and knowledge of the local traditions of seaweed baths and seaweed treatments, Voya strives to bring you the full power of nature in its purest forms throughout our Voya treatment range. But that's not all. Number One Parry Square also boasts an impressive menu of award-winning food at our exclusive Sash restaurant. Focusing on home cooking with an extra layer of sophistication, the menu at Sash is almost like country house food in the city, showcasing simple but elegant dishes, both classic and contemporary, using old-school, time-proven techniques. With a menu that is quietly confident and traditional, but with the same contemporary twist to be found throughout all of Number One Parry Square. For more, visit oneperrysquare.com. That's O-N-E, perrysquare.com, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa. Download the Anya app today and we'll deliver every episode direct to your smartphone. The Anya app is free and available in all app stores. So what are you waiting for? Download your free Anya app today. For more, visit anyapodcast.com.
Two on two, right, Tim?
I thought it was 2-1.
Yeah, I think Katie's right.
Let me just double check. Yep. Katie's right. 221 it is.
217, 218, 219. Wait, where's 220?
Look, it's around the corner. Here we go.
220. Here we are, 221. Will I just knock?
By all means.
Is he people staying with him?
Not that I'm aware of.
Maybe he's gone out.
Let me try.
Hello, pleased to meet you.
Hello, my friend. How are you today?
Very good. Super headache.
Migraine, is it?
Kawa. Brain like kawas.
Oh my gosh, you poor thing. Can I get you anything? I think I might have some Zetaphone in my room.
Super, yeah. Ease kawas. No kawas on brain with Zetaphone.
Are you sure you'll be okay for the Q&A panel tonight? Actually, wait. Sorry, I'm rude. Let me introduce myself. I'm Sam, and this is Katie.
Hello, Aso. It's so nice to finally meet you.
We're your official liaisons for Robocon 2015.
A pretty girl, no pretty boy. Head look like wonton. Miss Slater, Miss Meyer, very nice to meet. Hope you like New York.
Are you settling in okay?
I find hard to remember location.
Did you not use the iPhone we bought you?
Super phone, yes. Look, me and naked cowboy.
Oh, wow. That's a great photo, Iso.
Very happy time.
That's so strange. Katie and I just got our picture taken with the naked cowboy last weekend.
A fucking cunt.
What? What did you call me?
Shithead.
Hey, man. I don't give a hoot if you're a robot. I'm not going to let you stand there calling me that.
Sam, easy.
Sam, it's his Tourette's. He can't help it.
Sean Scott, carpet burn.
Carpet burn? It better be his Tourette's.
Sam, please, it's okay. Iso, would you like me to grab some Zutaphone from my room? It might ease that headache.
Very nice. Many thank you.
Sure thing. One moment.
A bitch.
How are you finding this room, Iso? Everything okay?
Sleep back, baby. Very good.
Are you looking forward to meeting the other artificial intelligences?
Aha, super lady robots. Super, very good.
I'd probably take that as a yes.
Cool music, by the way. Who is it?
From Japan. Real music.
Do you enjoy many different styles of music, Iso?
Classical music. Me no like. Make me angry.
Ah, yes. I remember now. I can recall an evening when one of our researchers was listening to some Bach. You freaked out and trashed the place.
Bad day. Oh, check out.
What is it, Iso?
Very good.
Oh, wow. Did you build this yourself?
Take one day.
What's it supposed to be, Doc?
It looks like a rocket launcher.
What does it do, Iso?
Just toy. No real.
Thank God for that.
And this barrel full of soda pop that's built in, just in case you get thirsty. I take it.
I'll grab it.
Just me. Now, Iso, here you go. Take one or two of these depending on the severity of a headache. It should ease the pain in no time.
Super magic. Very good.
Katie, bow back.
Oh, right. Yes, Iso, they are very good indeed.
Okay, great. How about we all meet in the lobby for 5 p.m. and we can make our way towards the convention center then.
Super convention. Very good.
Yep, that sounds great.
It was nice to meet you, Iso. I'm sorry for the mishap earlier.
Frogface. Super nice to meet you. Very nice lady.
I'll see you shortly, Iso.
Okay, Iso. We'll be on our way. I hope your headache eases up. Be careful not to mix those Zutaphone with alcohol.
I remember. No issue.
What I'm saying is that if I hadn't been drunk, I would have called my mom and we would owe her $30,000 bail money.
Can a man not have a drink, no?
I don't even know why he kicked off. Barred a few songs, you were pretty quiet for the first 5 hours.
Having met your mother, or should I say your stepmother, God knows your real mother probably ran away for her life with you, but having met your stepmother...
Hey, what does this have to do with that?
Look, my child, all I'm saying is that your mother...
Stop calling me your child! I'm an atheist. I don't believe in magic men in the sky.
To hell you'll go where your soul will perish in the midst.
Guys, please! I am going to malfunction if I have to listen to you for the duration of this camp journey!
Sorry, Anya. He just really gets on my nerves, you know.
Sorry to interrupt, guys. Just to clarify, did you say the Best Western Convention Center, right?
That is correct, driver, yes.
Got it.
Will we pass Madison Square Gardens?
I can if you want me to. Was there something you wanted to see there?
No, but I would love to see the WrestleMania there.
Both of these girls were wrestlers in their spare time.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Sorry, driver. Would you mind if I smoked a fag out the window?
Sorry, sir. That's against the law here.
Fuck's sake.
Father!
I said Dux. Look, Dux in Prasic. Look, my child. Dux in the Prasic.
That's the Prasic River there, ma'am.
Yeah, flows through Jersey. We used to drive out to Patterson and swim there.
Hey, Patterson, my dad's from there.
Some crazy bastards living up that way.
They're all fucking mad over here. Anyone for a sandwich, lads? I've ham and cheese, luncheon roll and cheese.
Luncheon roll? That's gross. Only, what did your ex used to eat all that stuff with tomato ketchup?
Jesse, stop the talking about eggsy. You started in the airport before we went into the sky, and now you're still doing the talk about him. He was a good guy who had the bad day, and I am really annoyed with you over the incidents on the plane.
Still, luncheon roll and tomato ketchup. That is absolutely gross.
How about a Capri Sun, lads?
I'm fine, Father O'Driscoll's, but thank you.
I'm okay.
Would you like a Capri Sun, sir?
A what?
A Capri Sun.
I'm good, thank you.
Sorry there again. How long do you reckon it'll take us to get to the desired destination?
No more than 20 minutes, depending on the traffic.
That's grand. Do you reckon we'll have time for the one when we get in?
Sorry, you can go where you want, do what you want, and drink what you want. I won't be anywhere near you.
Jesse, please don't encourage him. Father, I would really prefer if you could wait for the events to be over. We can all go out and do the celebrations then.
Is that me?
That sounds like my emergency tone. The last thing I need is another child choking on the Holy Eucharist. Jesus.
No, it's me. Hello? Hello, Doctor. Yes, we are about 15 clocks from the venue. Yes, sorry, 15 minutes. All is okay now, yes. 30,000 euro. No, actually, you are right, dollars.
Polo mint. Anyone for a polo mint?
He's trying to do such a bitch on this trip.
Yes, we are going straight to the venues. We have our luggages with us. Thank you, Doctor. Okay, see you then.
What did the doc say?
He said the liaisons will find a place for us to do a change and store our luggages.
Bar, free bar. Did he mention anything about a free bar?
Father, seriously. After everything today, the world does not revolve around the alcohols.
Buffet. How about a buffet? Will there be a buffet at this thing?
You know something? He's lucky if I don't put him in another sleeper hold by the end of the night.
I am actually ignoring you now, Jesse. Your voice is doing the grating on my plastic.
Right then, let me start by saying we are all absolutely thrilled to be here. Before I introduce tonight's panel, I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone here at RoboCon, especially Katie and Sam. We couldn't have asked for a better host. Okay then, without further ado, let me introduce to you tonight's panel. On the far right, a man who needs no introduction, he's the co-creator of every human-robot hybrid you will see on stage tonight. He's been part of this lab for over 30 years. He's an icon in this industry. Please give a warm welcome to Dr. Tim White.
Hi, Greg. Sorry about the delay. Did I miss much? Oh, hi, Father Driscoll. Hi, Jess. I didn't even see you guys there, looking smart.
What kept you?
Even with all my documentation and ID, the girl at the ticket box thought I was a nut. She wouldn't believe me when I told her I was housing the world's first human-robot hybrid in Anya.
Really? They should know better, in fairness.
Oh, tell me about it. She spent at least 20 minutes scanning my paperwork and identification.
Everything okay, my child?
Everything is fine, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Clive. It's a pleasure to be here. Now let me be the one to introduce our next panel member. Currently residing and working in the beautiful country of Ireland, she was our first fully functional, fully integrated human-robot hybrid, the wonderfully charming Anya.
Thank yous. Stop. You are too kind. You make me do the blush.
Before we unveil this year's project, I would like to welcome to the panel a surprise special guest. In 1995, on our 61st attempt, we successfully built a human-robot hybrid. Not many people know about this project as it was abandoned several weeks in. The reason for this was due to the fact that Artificial Intelligence 61, or as we like to call it, ASO, went AWOL in Tokyo. We lost all trace of his whereabouts, his activities, and his progress integrating into Japanese society. Fortunately, after many years, we tracked ASO down. The bad news is, ASO has inflicted a lot of damage to himself over the years. The main cause, which revolves around a Nokia 3310 charger that also kept ASO alive and kicking, seriously damaging his internal processor. Because of this, ASO has developed Tourette syndrome. The board of directors insisted that the press be aware of this before the Q&A panel commenced. So please give a warm welcome to our Japanese friend, ASO.
Fagot, excited to be here.
Thank you. Okay, It is the moment you've all been waiting for. On behalf of myself, Dr. White, and every researcher at our lab, we'd also like you to stand and give a New York welcome to the world's first human-robot hybrid twins, the stunningly gorgeous Tai Chi, and her equally stunning sister, Tai Shan.
Shit, you go first.
Fuck that. I'm half caught.
Okay. Hey, guys.
Hi, everybody.
What are we supposed to do?
Just keep smiling. They love that shit.
Like this?
Well, pull it back a bit.
No?
Stop. I'm going to burst my ass laughing.
I should have brought a hip flask to mix with that water.
It's okay. I have two. One strapped to each other leg under my skirt.
Okay, guys. Are we ready to start? I'll take that as a yes, then. Right, first question.
Hello, I have a question for the Japanese robot.
Sure, go ahead.
Hello there.
Shithead.
Sorry? I missed that. I just wanted to ask you, what was the...
Shithead.
I'm sorry, did he just call me shithead?
Were you not present for the press breakdown just now? We explained the situation with ASO.
Super shithead.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to stand here and be called that.
Please, sir, we would advise you to calm down.
Pass out the vodka.
I knew this would be worth coming to.
Super shithead. Us. Super shithead.
Look, it's obvious he's irritating me. He's pretending to fix his glasses on his nose, just like I did. I did that.
Hi, Sam, or Katie. If you can hear me, could you please get the security to escort this reporter from the building? Things are about to kick off here.
Hi, Doctor. This is Katie. I'm on the case.
Hey, I don't give a shit if you're a robot or not. I'll kick your ass. You have some cheek to arrive into my country and start calling me a shithead straight off the bat.
This reporter is a shithead.
First question. My shithead.
That's it. I've had enough.
Security. We have a disruption in front of the house. The man in question has made a break for the stage and our guests are under threat.
Sir, I don't think this is a good idea.
You want a challenge?
Here we go again.
Come on, motherfucker. I'll make you a Singapore noodle.
I'm not afraid of you. You think you're the big man because you're a robot. How about this?
Oh, shit. He's after knocking also out.
Is he after killing the robot?
I don't know, Father. Looks like he took a nasty bang, all right.
Are you girls okay?
We are fine, Doctor. Don't you worry about us.
I can do CPU, CPR.
CPU, CPR? I didn't know you were qualified to do that.
We do have the fastest processors in the world, Doc. Remember, we learn fast.
She can do emergency procedure on his processor.
Ah, I think there is the time and the place for that sort of carry-on. How much has she had to drink?
She's right, Anya. Let her attend to ISO. She might just save his life.
You look like you're just about to pass out, Anya. Are you okay?
Just resting my head, Dr. Clayton. It was a long day.
Who's the man now, huh? Fucking robots trying to take over the world.
Okay, here goes nothing.
Kill all human.
Oh, shit.
What is it?
Kill all human.
Mother of Jesus, get down.
This isn't good.
Holy Mary, for the grace, the Lord is with thee.
Hey, man, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to harm you.
Super shithead, yeah?
Dude, look, here, take my wallet. You can have it all.
Super shithead, eh?
Man, look, I was only fooling around. I didn't mean to upset you.
Kill all human.
Guys, did you hear that?
We need to run for cover?
What are you doing? Leave the vodka.
Sorry.
Okay. No move. You move, you die. Simple.
Where are you? Where's security?
Hi, Katie. Sorry, we're attending to a man in the restroom. He slipped and sprained his ankle on the wet surface.
Great. Well, as important as that sounds, we got a bigger problem in the auditorium.
What's the problem?
ISO, the Japanese robot has flipped out. He seems to have brought the holding hall to hostage.
You're right. That does sound like a big problem.
He's locked everyone in from the outside. I don't even know how your guys are going to get in.
Leave it with me.
Okay. Sam?
Yeah?
Be careful.
Are you sure you don't want to pull a midlap?
Seriously?
I doubt we'd be getting out of this one.
Honest, he seems very tight up there. It's not like her.
That's because she's asleep.
Oh.
She's had a long 12 hours.
Is this a harsh situation, though?
Well, she did lock us all in, Anne. He is asking to speak to the mayor, so I guess it is. Balls!
Lads, if Liam Neeson was here now, we'd all be flying it.
I don't think I've ever met a more annoying man in my entire life. Who left you into the priesthood, huh?
It'll be the same person who sends you straight to hell, you big oaf.
Guys, seriously, would you bloody knock it off?
Hello? Is this Mia? I want $10 million. One helicopter on roof. No cop. I say no cop. If I see cop, humans die.
Lads, didn't I tell you before we left? They're all mad over here.
Part 2 of this episode will conclude next week.